Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the climate crisis. It isn't the first time, and it certainly won't be the last. If you listen at all, you've heard me talk about the related crises of climate change and biodiversity loss. Disappearing species are of special concern to me, but I can't separate one crisis from the other. That's why when Citizens Climate Lobby was going to shut down the National Wildlife Action Team for lack of activity, I felt called to step in. How can we have a discussion about the climate that doesn't include the effects on wildlife? My co-leader Linda and I have been working hard since late spring getting the team going again and lining up some great speakers for our virtual monthly meetings. Our first meeting is Thursday, September 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And the executive director of the Southwest region of Audubon is going to be presenting about Audubon's new report on birds and climate change. Intrigued? You can join us. It costs nothing to join Citizens Climate Lobby and the Wildlife Action Team. I'll throw the links in the show notes so you can get the Zoom link for the meeting. Oh, and get on my email newsletter list because I'll be sharing the link there too. I want to talk about manifesting through crisis. But before I talk about the big crises of our day, I want to share about a little one. First off, I'm recording this episode late, which is related to what I'm going to call the Fairy Fest crisis. When Sherry and I laugh about it in a few days, well, we are recording the next episode. A couple of days ago was the Elizabethtown, New York Fairy and Magical Creatures Festival, which was awesome. Getting ready for the festival, however, was not awesome. Sherry and I had been getting our booths together for weeks. I was also putting together an updated booth for Dancing Turtle Rescue, my nonprofit turtle rescue. Everything was close, but there were a million little details that I didn't think of until I was trying to pack everything up. So it took time. I had lists. I had lists of lists. I drew the booth layouts and had a step-by-step plan for setting up. My Virgo son was so happy, even though it was taking me three times as long to get ready. Finally, everything for both booths was staged in the garage except some last-minute stuff and the ambassador turtles who would go in their travel tubs just before we left. The only things that weren't ready were some things I'd planned to sell in my booth. I'd been working on dream webs, kind of like dream catchers, with the twist that I was instructed on their creation by a spider. I'll tell you about that sometime. Anyway, all but a few were half done. And my partner had been helping me make some bird and squirrel houses to support the well-being of all beings. We'd finished a beautiful cedar house for flying squirrels. But earlier in the week, my partner scratched his cornea, which is super painful, and kept him from doing much of the rest of the work that week. So it got to be Friday afternoon, the day before Fairy Fest. Sherry had a five-hour drive, so she was on her way here and I was trying to get some of that last-minute stuff together. Sherry messaged me that she was getting closer, but she needed to make a stop. No sooner did she send the message when my phone rang about a snapping turtle who had been hit by a car. The finder just happened to be on Sherry's way here, and she agreed to meet the finder and bring the turtle to me. Okay, I didn't have to run out in the middle of getting ready. Not a crisis. Sherry arrived. I did what I could for the turtle, who didn't make it, unfortunately. And we got focused on Fairy Fest again. My husband finished work and said he'd make a birdhouse that evening, so I had something else. Sherry and I were going to get dinner going and do some behind-the-scenes software setup for me, and I was going to finish another dream web or two. We were relaxed. No crisis. Then my husband turned a saw on, and the crisis started. I heard the saw running, then watched all the lights in the house dim and heard a few cracks. I ran into the basement. Stop! The lights are all going out! He thought I was being dramatic about the normal dimming that has always happened. He cut another board. This time, lights were actually going out with loud pops. I made him come upstairs where you could smell the remains of the LED light bulbs burning. Then more loud cracks that sounded like they were exploding, and he wasn't even using the saw. The appliances started beeping randomly, the clock timers on all the turtle tanks were making a sizzling noise, and I was sure the house was going to burn down. It was scary. Our electrician was here in 20 minutes. He couldn't figure it out, so he turned off all the circuits and made arrangements to come back in the morning with the power company. Okay, the house wasn't going to burn down, but we had no power. And my husband, who was supposed to be handling the turtle booth, couldn't come to Fairy Fest. I was so glad Sherry was here. We've been friends a long time, and this is definitely not the first crazy thing we've gone through together. Sometimes it's her panicking and I'm calm. This time, it was definitely me trying not to lose my shit. My most immediate concern was how I was going to get two booths worth of stuff into one car. But Sherry had extra room and was able to take what didn't fit in mine. The other thing I was upset about was having a booth with very little to sell. Sherry reminded me that I was doing mini shamanic Reiki sessions and animal oracle card readings, which are my thing. And that I had said what I wanted most from Fairy Fest was to expand my circle by getting people to sign up for my email list. Keep focusing on what you want to manifest. I went to bed Friday night telling myself everything was going to be okay. Then I remembered that I'd forgotten to record this episode. Nothing I could do about it anyway. So Saturday morning, we got ready in the dark, loaded up the turtles and the dragon for the turtle booth, and headed to the festival. One of Dancing Turtles' board members showed up early to set up that booth, which I could see from across the aisle was very popular, especially with the kids. I heard, "Look, turtles!" more than once. Another friend and fellow member of our regional wildlife rehabilitator organization brought one of her owls for a few hours, and another rehabber and her family came to help in the afternoon. I was able to be totally hands-off and focus on my stuff. I didn't sell anything, but I did do a few shamanic Reiki sessions and a few readings. I had a great time talking to everyone who came to my booth and remembering what I wanted to manifest. I ended up with a number of names on my email list sign-up sheet. And as the festival was winding down, I got a call from my dear husband that the problem had been found and the power was back on. We lost a few LED light bulbs, a couple of power strips, and the toaster oven, but otherwise everything was fine. He came to help us pack up the booths, and we had three cars to take everything home. All's well there. But yesterday, I started following the news from Southern California, where Tropical Storm Hillary was flooding many areas with record-breaking amounts of rain. The next story to get my attention was the historic drought in Central America that has dried up the lakes that fill the inland part of the Panama Canal, and the cargo ships couldn't get through. Canada's having its worst wildfire season, and the wildfire in Maui, Hawaii, that destroyed a town was in the news last week. Europe is burning too. I honestly can't keep up with all the wildfire hotspots. Where I am, it's just been raining a lot. More than whatever normal used to be, and it's unseasonably cool. The climate scientists are saying things are escalating faster than they thought they would. But they knew they would escalate. They're using the word crisis more often. Things are not good and not likely to get better without drastic measures right away. I wonder sometimes if offering shamanic Reiki training or giving another sermon is going to help at all. I mean, who am I to try to manifest names on a mailing list when the weather is going nuts? Here's what I think. The world needs people who are real about all the crises, global and individual, and who are doing the work of creating well-being for all being in spite of the crises. And we need to find each other, share with each other, and keep rippling that work out. The world needs people like us who are willing to make some changes in their own lives to reduce fossil fuel and plastic use, to support the lives of the more than human beings around them, and who will also stand up for the kinds of systemic changes that are necessary to slow climate change. And we are going to have to help others adapt. So my question to you is, what are you desiring to manifest? And how can you hold that vision while in the midst of crisis, even the big one, that we are all in? There's a lot to be said for telling yourself things are going to be okay. I seriously would have lost my mind Friday night if I hadn't affirmed that over and over. But I also did a bunch of stuff to make it okay. I mean, those lists saved me when I needed to make sure everything was loaded when it was spread between two cars. And I didn't throw in the towel when things looked bad. Not that I wasn't stressed, I definitely was. But then the festival got underway and I focused on what I wanted to manifest. Did I sit and let my email sign up sheet fill itself? Nope. I had to keep asking people to do it. That's what we're going to have to do with this climate stuff too. We're going to have to keep asking politicians and regulators and businesses to do what we want them to do. And we're going to have to affirm over and over to ourselves and others that this world will be okay. I'd like to share a practice, a simple breathing meditation that easily becomes affirming if you desire it to. So this is an easy practice that you can do any place you're sitting or even standing if you want. I don't recommend doing this in a car unless you're a passenger, not driving. So go ahead and make yourself comfortable in a seated position. As you take an inhale, gently lengthen your spine, getting a little bit taller and straighter. And then as you exhale, relax your shoulders. And that's it for posture. If your feet reach the floor, place them flat on the floor. Otherwise, put them wherever it's comfortable. And then close your eyes or take a soft gaze downward, letting your eyes come to rest on a focal point without trying to make that come in clear. Just relax your eyes. Relax your ears, both physically relaxing your ears so that they feel like they sink a little bit more towards your shoulders. And also relax your hearing so that sounds come and go without any need to follow them. And now relax your breath. Breathe in and out through your nose as much as you are able. If you're congested, you might need to occasionally breathe through your mouth. And start to slow your breath down, taking an inhale and an exhale. Lengthen the inhale and lengthen the exhale. Simply slowing your natural breath. And now focus on your breath. And here's the part where things can get tricky. What does your mind want to do? Does it keep wandering off into thoughts? Notice your breath. And notice where your thoughts go. So the simple practice that I use, especially handy when your mind is racing through all of the things associated with a crisis, is a simple mantra that keeps the focus on the breath. As you breathe in, think, "This is me breathing in." And as you breathe out, think, "This is me breathing out." Breathe in. "This is me breathing in." Breathe out. "This is me breathing out." This is me breathing in. This is me breathing out. This is me breathing in. This is me breathing out. And keep saying that to yourself. This is me breathing in. This is me breathing out. Over and over again with the breath. And when your mind starts to wander into other thoughts, come back. Notice that it happened and come back. This is me breathing in. This is me breathing out. This is me breathing in. This is me breathing out. Now, I mentioned that this was very easy to become affirming. So once you're focused on the breath, you might start to create an affirmation to replace what you're thinking about. Something like, this is me breathing in calm. As you breathe out, everything will be okay. This is me breathing in calm. Everything is okay. This is me breathing in calm. This is me breathing out worry. This is me breathing in inspiration. This is me breathing out obstacles. You can make your affirmation anything that you want. And you might play around a little bit until you find one that really seems to flow with your breath. Keep your focus on your inhale and your exhale, aided by the words that you're saying in your mind that are helping to convince you that everything is going to be okay. You are well resourced. This is me breathing in peacefulness. This is me breathing out anger. This is me breathing in calm. Everything is okay. This is me breathing in. This is me breathing out. And you can pick up this practice anytime. Maybe while you're standing online in the grocery store, or if you're feeling particularly stressed at your desk. It just takes a few minutes. Maybe you sit and do that for 2 minutes, maybe 5, maybe 10. Maybe you notice a change in your thoughts as you let that continue to repeat in your mind. So in a crisis, take a moment to breathe or to help somebody else breathe. Together, we can make manifest an amazing world. Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week, and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.